Oh, let me get this. I gotta get the microphone where it goes before I start jabbering on about.
Jibber jabber jaw.
Yeah.
We're back.
So we're in December now.
We're back. Da-da-da.
It's December. It's no longer November. Right?
That's a fact, yes. We're in December.
Damn. For a second, I wondered. I wasn't...
I heard the pause.
Yeah, it wasn't 100%. I was like, I'm not sure what month it is.
It is December. I think it's the 10th now. Oh,
yeah. You're right.
So it will be the...
I know this because I have an appointment with today, actually, with my friend Drew coming into town.
So, oh. So wait, so it's the 11th. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm wrong. It's the 11th.
Yeah, you were thinking about yesterday.
I was thinking about yesterday. God, what a great day yesterday was, huh? Well, Saturday?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, whew. I tattooed all day and then did the podcast.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Today.
Yeah.
So...
I love how we try to play it off, but it's never quite accurate because I can't get it down that we're trying to act like it's not.
It's fine.
I don't think anyone assumes that we're recording this live or anything.
I don't think anybody listens to it like immediately the day of. I mean, I know a couple people do, but like most people probably listen to it on like Monday or like months down the line.
Yeah. People will probably find this in a couple of years and be like, man, these guys were okay.
You know what's funny is that like when you start doing a podcast, you're like, well, you know, your friends will listen and stuff. And then like even like today, I was like, I got to go do a podcast. And one of my best friends in the world was like, oh, your podcast? Can you send me a link to it? What's it about? You know, who you do it with? And we started talking about it. And he was like, oh, I'd like to listen to that. And I was like, yeah, cool. He's like, how many episodes have you done? Like 14, 15?
Yeah, we're in double digits now.
He's like, oh. So if you're listening, I'm glad you're here now.
Yes.
Welcome, friend.
Regardless of what time it is, I'm glad that you've joined us, friends.
It's probably a couple of months from when this happened, so hopefully you don't even know I'm talking about you.
Could be. We could have gotten raptured by now, and you're left behind.
Oh, my God.
In a complete fucking turn of chance.
No bullshit. I would fucking love for the rapture to happen, because I'm already blasphemed out. I'm going to hell. I don't care.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you could live on Earth with, like, zero Christianity for just a while, what a fucking relief. Except that, okay... Here's the thing that sucks, is that as soon as the rapture happens, you're like, hold on now everybody's got faith. So it would probably be more Christian-y after the rapture, unfortunately.
Oh, that's true. And the really crazy, tyrannical ones.
But I'm a blasphemer, so I don't even get to be forgiven.
Yeah, if you can find like some sort of colony of non-believers, that would be like the most peaceful 7 years of your life.
Yeah. Well, that's what...
And then whatever happens after that.
You watch HBO?
Depending on the show. I've watched some. I've heard of it.
It stands for Home Box Office. It's a network on the television. But they got it so where you can just get it on your computer and PlayStation now and stuff.
Fucking
so
technology.
I was watching the HBOs. And there was a show called Raised by Wolves that's actually about the premise of like a Christian versus an atheist society.
Hmm.
Like trying to get to another planet because the Earth's been ruined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one of them is like super advanced and one of them is probably set back in the 1800s.
They're both super advanced.
Wow.
Because...
It's impressive, Christians.
Because Christians don't... Excuse me, I had to belch a bit because I've been drinking this delicious Liquid Death. We're not sponsored by Liquid Death, but if we were, that'd be cool.
Send us money, Liquid Death.
Liquid Death, it makes you burp on your podcast.
That's true. And we drink you every time we record.
Every time. So, what was I talking about?
The show, I forgot the name of it, but the show on HBO.
Raised by Wolves. Atheist thing. Yeah, so the thing I find is that the Christians, even with like modern days, like they say like, oh, this is the mark of the beast, this is whatever, but then they do it they all have the iPhones too also. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, like they use the medicine that heals them.
Yeah.
No, it's God healing them, but it's science healing them.
It's the fucking cognitive dissonance of I'm not going to take the vaccine because they're putting a tracker in me and I'm putting this on Facebook using my iPhone.
That I carry constantly.
Right.
That has location trackers always.
Exactly. Always.
Even if you turn them off.
Yeah.
Yeah,
constantly, still people know where you are.
That thing is, yeah.
Yeah. I want to ask the question that I think is on everyone's minds.
Yeah.
It's on my mind.
Okay, let's hear it.
How was Mexico?
Dude, Mexico was sweet. We went on a boat. It was a huge boat. But one thing Have you ever been on a cruise?
I have not.
Okay. No. So going into the cruise, I had a lot of mental images of what cruise life would be like. I was like, oh, there's going to be like a mall of sorts. You know, I expected there to be like stores,
right,
yeah, and like shopping, mm-hmm, on the boat and like, you know, just
kind of like an airport at sea.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yes, exactly that. And what I got was more like a hotel at sea. There was a small gift shop that had overpriced items that you could buy. Otherwise, you had to wait to get to port to buy stuff like antacid or whatever. Or you could, oof, buy it for $12 at the Royal Caribbean,
no, thank you,
pharmacy, which is actually just a sliver of a bookshelf cap end that has like a bunch of travel medicine. It's like, sounds, dude, why is there not a Walgreens in this?
Yeah, bar? Exactly.
Like, what the fuck? So I thought cruises were like way crazier than they are. It's basically, yeah, a hotel that you ride to your stop.
Were you in any way prepared for some sort of COVID shutdown like happened in 2020 where the boats were like stuck at sea for a long time and
no,
there was like shit on the walls, so I assume.
Look, I'm not like the best at keeping up with the news. I see like social news, mm-hmm, and I have an Apple News update, so I see the big stuff. Mm-hmm. But I'm not on Twitter constantly, so I don't really like keep up with Twitter, like what's popping.
What is Twitter?
Twitter's this little app that rat guy from Egypt bought, or whatever, Africa.
Oh, I don't even want to say his name.
Yeah.
But I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I've heard of him.
Elongated Muskrat.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so he bought the tweets. But so I don't keep up with all that, so I didn't really know about all that happening. So I wasn't aware of that situation. So I knew that there was some cruise stuff with COVID, and a lot of people were like worried about that. But I'm boosted and vaccinated, and we actually got sick as hell right after Halloween, mm-hmm, but it didn't test positive for COVID, but we had just been sick, and you know how it is when you've just been sick, you're like, I can get sick again. Nothing can.
Yeah. I'm invincible.
Done been sick. Can't be sick. It's like George Bush said, if you get sick, you can't get sick again. Because
yeah, and then he puts that mission accomplished banner behind his head. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So nowhere to go from there but up.
Right.
Yeah, I guess it was a weird situation to much where like, they couldn't port or anything.
Okay, so we went to Cozumel, and it was fun. We sat on the beach, snorkeled. It was great. In November for Thanksgiving.
Fuck yeah.
It was ideal. It was really beautiful. Nice. And then we went to Costa Maya. Puerto Costa Maya, mm-hmm, and we didn't actually go into town or anything. We just kind of like wandered around the port as, mm-hmm, like a flea market of sorts. It's more like a strip mall, but like a flea market strip mall kind of thing with souvenirs and jewelry and face goo and stuff like that, ponchos, mm-hmm, and blankets. And we did that the second day, just walked around the port and kind of did some cool stuff. I drank about 9,000 pina coladas, some virgin, some not.
So you do like pina coladas?
Yeah. And we got caught in the rain.
I was about to ask.
We literally got caught in the rain. Shit. We were going back to the boat at Costa Maya, and it just like started raining out of nowhere while we're walking down the jetway to the boat. And
you it was lived like a fucking dream.
You could literally, it was not a dream. It sucked. It was raining hard and sideways, and it stung, and like my knee sucks, and we've been walking around all day. So I was like hobbling along. Chloe's trying to keep up with me, and she's like, I got to walk faster. And I was like, go ahead. So she like ran down the jetway to the thing, and I'm just like chucking along. So the thing that sucks is that I was already like 50 yards out of like 150 yard walk to the boat, mm-hmm, when it started raining. So I was like, I either walk back 50 yards and then maybe it stops raining, or I just keep trudging along. So I was like completely soaking ass wet by the time I got to the boat.
There's nothing worse than limping in the rain.
And then you get heavy rain. It's cold.
Yeah.
It's like hotel cold, and you're in literally soaking wet. Like I was in the shower. My shirt is sticking to me, and I'm just like dripping, and I'm like, okay.
I would get naked immediately.
I went straight to the room and got in the shower.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, but it was good. Cruises are cool. I actually liked it so much, I put a deposit down on my next cruise before I left the boat.
Wow.
So I'm already signed up to go on another cruise in the next year. I just got to figure out where I want to do. We're thinking about Alaska. I might fly up to Seattle and do a 6-7 day cruise around Alaska around.
That's fucking dedication.
September or so, maybe.
Awesome.
I'm thinking about it.
That sounds rad. I'm hoping to do some traveling next year. Oh shit, the liquid death has almost killed Chauncey.
I didn't know it was literal. I want to murder my thirst, not my actual body. Good lord. Turns out you can't breathe the water. You have to swallow it down your mouth throat hole.
If only God had created us with gills.
We should play the intro. It's been a while, right?
Yeah. I assumed we would have played it at some point.
No.
In the midst here. No, right, it hasn't right now.
The unbelieving, the abominable, these are people with resentful, hateful spirits. Amen. People have a real negative attitude about God. I don't have to serve the Lord. Ain't none of nobody's business how I live. They're not even married. Idolaters, people that worship idols, and all lies are going to have their part in the earth. And you know where the wisdom come from? I believe God give it to us.
Right now.
No, it's already done.
Oh, fuck. Damn it. How do I miss it every fucking time?
Yeah, I mean, so what are we talking about today?
We are talking about Moses again.
Oh, Moses.
That guy.
Holy Moses.
We're going to talk about him today.
Yeah.
And then we're going to take a break because the next episode is a secret, not so secret Christmas episode.
Dingle bells.
Dingle bells.
Wait. Okay.
I'm going to deck your halls, friend.
Oh, no.
And then we'll come back to Moses in January in the new year for a little bit.
Okay.
Just a little bit. Not much more. I'm gonna try and keep Exodus to 4 episodes.
Okay.
So.
The Old Testament is a trudgy journey.
You are telling me.
And we're getting through it, but it's a lot of information, and we don't have to do all of it, but we should hit all the highlights, and I know we're doing that, but like, so much, huh?
I'm going to hit a highlight today. I know whenever we talked about Moses in the burning bush.
Yeah.
You know, that was one of the highlights of the Bible, obviously, of Moses' life.
Obviously, the burning bush refers to Esau's pubic region.
Correct.
Yes.
God talking to Moses is a burning bush. That is the burning bush part 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the lesser known.
Burning bush 2, electric boogaloo.
Exactly.
Among the scholars.
The lesser known.
Yeah.
The more famous one is clearly Esau's bush.
Yeah. Dude, remember when he put that when Jacob put that merkin on and went and had his dad rub his lush goat-like body hair to prove that he was his ginger son?
Son.
And not his dainty city boy?
I'm not going to believe it's you unless you let me feel your bush.
Yeah.
It feels red. Yeah, I can tell.
Pull that ball fro out.
All right. So when we last left our heroes... Doesn't that sound ridiculous?
Yeah.
When we last left our heroes, but it's just Moses.
Yeah, Moses and them and his like wife from some random town he went to and just started fucking.
Moses and gang.
Raw dogging fucking Egyptians. was it an Israelite? Who was the lady?
She is a Hebrew, yes.
Yeah. So he found
Zipporah.
Found a nice Jewish lady in wherever, Nama. And
Midian.
Started raw dogging.
Yeah, just go straight to town.
He's like, I need children.
These fields aren't plowing themselves.
Yeah.
All right, so when we last left Moses, he had spent a nondescript amount of time arguing with God, who was talking to him through a burning bush.
Yeah. Okay.
In the end, it was decided that Moses and Aaron would go to the Hebrews to get the elders on their side, and then they would approach Pharaoh to demand the release from captivity.
Let our people go. Aaron from The Office, right?
That's
what we're talking about?
Aaron.
Moses and E-R-I-N, Aaron, that lady receptionist that replaced
Aaron. Ooh, I had a crush on her. Man.
You know she's the dry blowjob girl?
Yes, yeah. I have seen that video, yes. It's hilarious. Moses knew that this whole situation wasn't going to go well.
Moses, did you know?
So that's why he was arguing so aggressively.
Yeah.
Ultimately, God won with some caveats. Primarily, Aaron is going to do all the talking for Moses.
Okay.
Since Moses has a speech impediment.
Yeah, he got a cleft palate like Joaquin Phoenix, but he didn't get it fixed.
Exactly. I heard this described as a stutter, And I actually called it that last time.
Oh.
But what he actually says is that he is of uncircumcised lips, which is the greatest fucking phrase I've ever heard.
Hold on now.
His dick lips aren't cut.
What the fuck? You're telling me Moses got an anteater mouth? He's got a turtleneck around his tongue? That's wild.
Oh, you can only eat through a straw.
Yeah.
So, his dick lips are uncut.
He has to stretch it back to brush his teeth, or else it gets bacteria in there.
Unless he gets excited, and then it just opens wide.
Yeah, his teeth come out all crazy, creepy. Stretch out through his lips.
But most biblical authorities do call this a stammer or a stutter.
The teeth are just bones that hang from your lips like bats.
Yeah, it's like we're already dead,
partially. Outside bones. Never forget your teeth are outside bones.
Never forget.
And when you're a kid, they fall from your head. Mm-hmm. And to make it less weird, your parents say they got stolen by a demon.
They give you money for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All these fucking... We need to look that up. I wonder if there's some sort of weird tie back to Christianity that.
What if there's like a pagan Christian myth, correlation to the tooth fairy?
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
That's from Judas putting them shekels on the Heineken.
Yeah, that's where it is. All right, so I found this little side story that kind of describes why Moses may have had a stutter.
Oh, okay.
But it also might tell us that Moses was left-handed.
Oh.
And as part of the left-handed gang.
Mm. You just stuttered there.
I did.
Yeah.
So, I wanted to bring this story to the podcast tonight.
Okay.
I severely redacted it. So the story goes that when Moses was very young, supposedly 3 years old, he was playing in Pharaoh's palace.
Okay, hold on now. What? Three?
He was three.
Okay. When did Pharaoh's daughter take him back from Moses' mom?
He was three, I don't know, somewhere between 3 months old and here, I guess.
What the fuck?
Because he was put in the water when he was 3 months.
Okay.
And then she found him, I guess, almost immediately.
Yeah, just right down the river where she was. It didn't see the Hebrew putting her baby in the river.
Right. But it doesn't specify when Moses was given back to Pharaoh's daughter. Hmm. So I'm assuming.
Dude, I wonder if Moses was circumcised. Be a dead giveaway, wouldn't it?
It would be. I don't know. Because we do come to something later about his children not being circumcised.
I know his lips weren't, but what about that thing, you know?
Do the carpets match the drapes?
Yeah.
So he's playing in Pharaoh's palace. He grabs Pharaoh's crown off of his head and places it on his own. Mm-mm. Everyone in the fucking room, their buttholes pucker.
He's 3 years old.
He's 3 years old.
Yeah, he's like, I want your hat.
Everyone who's existing in lore and prophecy at this time, they saw this as a prediction that Moses would one day overthrow Pharaoh and rule in his place.
What?
Yeah. So a test was devised, scientific test, quote unquote, swish, swish, swish.
Yeah.
And it was devised either actually by Jethro, Moses' future father-in-law,
okay,
or by the angel Gabriel disguised as a man.
Yeah, you'll have that.
either way, we do have Gabriel disguised as a man in this place at this time, for whatever reason.
It's funny to me how much God used to like just absolutely meddle in humanity. Just like get down there and be like, oh my God, I gotta send somebody down there to try to
I gotta get my people
what
down
the
there.
Fuck now this I gotta okay, Gabriel, go down there and pretend to be blah, 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 blah.
They're not doing the things that I created them to do.
These fucking idiots. It's almost like they're primates or something.
Do they have free will? Who gave them that?
It's almost like there's 12 different kinds of humanoids fighting to be the main one, and Homo sapiens won, and then we started all this, and that was a mistake.
Homo sapiens are fucking morons.
Next time, we'll make them all out of clay instead of letting evolution do most of them, except for the Jesus ones. right?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, because when you run them through the monkey filter, they go fucking ape shit.
You got all the bright ideas, boss.
Yeah.
All right. So the test, two bowls were brought to Moses. One contained either gold, onyx, or dates.
Slam!
The fruit dates. It leaned toward gold, but it also mentioned possibly onyx or fruit. Yeah. The other bowl had burning coals in it.
Okay, all right.
If he took the gold, he would one day overthrow Pharaoh and take his kingdom.
Sure.
If he grabbed the coal, obviously it's going to hurt like shit.
He's dumb, yeah.
But he would be innocent and not overthrow Pharaoh.
Okay.
This is science.
We're going to let this 3-year-old grab a hot coal or some gold or some onyx.
Oh,
or some
just wait, bro.
Yeah. Hey, do you want a burning ash or a plum?
Good. Burning ash, please.
Take a lump of charcoal.
Yeah. I don't need to poop anymore. So tradition says that Moses reached for the gold with his left hand.
Ah, yes.
But right before he could grab it, Gabriel intervened. I'm assuming supernaturally somehow, like with his mind, like telekinetically.
Yeah.
Gabriel forced his hand away from the gold and into the bowl containing the coal. Moses grabs the coal and immediately drops it.
I want to see a drunk history where he's like, what the fuck is that? And he slaps Moses' hand into the coal bowl.
I just want to imagine him like kicking his hand and being like, stupid fucking baby, yeah. Grab the coal.
He's three.
Yeah, he's three. So Moses grabs the coal, even though he was forced to.
Like a moron.
Like an idiot. Relief fills the chamber, and Pharaoh breathes a little easier knowing that science has spoken.
Okay.
So they fail to understand the effect this could have on an infant. Moses grabbed the coal and burned his hand.
Sure.
So he dropped it immediately and then stuck his fingers in his mouth to cool them.
Oh.
There were most likely still burning embers on his hand.
Yeah. His big rubbery lips wrapping around
his... Exactly. His big uncircumcised hands. Lips.
Yeah.
So then he burns his mouth.
Sure, that'll happen.
Since he reached with his left hand, this is supposedly indicative of him being left-handed. Mm-hmm. And since he burned his mouth during what had to have been a traumatic situation, he developed a stammer or a stutter. And this is all according to Moses lore.
Yeah. Written by Moses.
Yeah. It's all out there. It's all out there on the interwebs.
Moses is just out here writing stories about when he was three.
Moses is still putting shit out in chat rooms.
He wrote the story about when he was 3 months.
He edits his Wikipedia page every week.
Sure. Moses is alive and well.
Yeah, Moses is like, I'm not 5'7".
He's in the part of Earth that's in the hollow Earth part where, like, all the nations of Israel went, that are where the civilization has flourished, and we shoot down UFOs that actually come from there.
Is that hollow Earth theory?
Yeah.
Like, in a nutshell, is that, like... Mm-hmm. Are birds real in hollow Earth?
Yeah.
Shit.
They probably still got dinosaurs in hollow Earth since it's just been down there chilling. Probably regulate them pretty good. There's probably like a Jurassic Park in Hollow Earth.
Is the Earth going to like collapse onto Hollow Earth at some point?
No.
No?
No, I think Hollow Earth is inside of Earth like Halo. It's like on the inside of Earth on its own. You can like look up and see the other parts of Earth.
Like they're looking up at us right now?
No. Themselves inside the core.
Oh.
You could like see the, like on Interstellar, how you can like look up and see the baseball field.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh.
But inside.
I want to go there.
I live on the inside of the Earth.
That sounds way cooler.
You got to go to Antarctica. That's where the gate is.
Okay. I can do that.
Yeah, apparently.
I feel like I could go to Antarctica.
Welcome to Last Podcast on the Left.
I've already been doing the Henry Zebrowski air quotes over here. All right, so we pick up at the end of chapter 4. After Moses speaks with the burning bush, he goes to Jethro, who is now at this time his father-in-law.
Yeah.
And he tells him he's going to return to Egypt and confront Pharaoh. Jethro wishes him well.
Oh, good fucking luck.
So Moses takes his entire family and puts them on donkeys, sure. And they head back to Egypt. So at this point, I want to call back to the quiz we took on the first episode, not the last episode, because that was absolute dog shit, mm-hmm. but the quiz we took about Moses in the first episode.
Yeah.
I want to remind you that at this point, whenever they leave Midian, Moses' sons are uncircumcised.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Just like his mouth.
Correct. And possibly his dick. So just bear that in mind. Keep that in the back of your head.
I will always remember that.
Okay, good. God apparently meets them on the way to Egypt.
God.
And as if Moses wasn't anxious enough, God tells him that he's going to harden Pharaoh's heart so that no matter what Moses says or does, Pharaoh will not let the people go. I have to ask, why?
What are we doing here?
What's the fucking point?
What are we doing?
So this is what the Lord says.
What the fuck,
man? Israel is my firstborn son, and I told you, let my son go so he may worship me. But you refuse to let him go, so I will kill your firstborn son. It's to fulfill fucking prophecy.
Dude.
Can we just let things happen?
Dude, God had them plagues. He made too many locusts. He made too many Egyptians.
Don't get too far ahead.
Okay, all right. Go on.
You can keep going.
No.
Did I ruin the moment?
No.
I ruined the moment.
No, go on. That's what we're talking about. The firstborn, there's too many firstborn sons.
So. There are way too many firstborns, especially in Egypt.
Not for long.
So clearly shit's already weird.
Yeah, shit is weird.
It's about to get weirder. Okay. This is the weirdest section I've read from the Bible so far.
What the fuck?
So if you really and truly, if you remove God from the equation, this is just an ethnic group's coming of age tale.
Right.
But his participation makes everything fucking fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
So it says Moses and his family stopped for the night. And out of nowhere, the Lord came to Moses to kill him. No reason. He was just talking to him in the previous verse.
Okay.
Just comes upon him to kill him.
God's bipolar.
Oh, extremely. So Zipporah, Moses' wife.
I'm sorry. That's why he made Earth like that.
Oh.
Two poles. In his image.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I think you make a fact every episode.
Yep.
I hope we're getting all these. Well, we're getting them down on tape. So I hope we need to make a book at some point.
All right. We'll just have a quips.
Quips.
Yeah.
Quippies.
Quip it good.
All right. So all of the Lord comes upon Moses to kill him. Zipporah, his wife, takes a flint knife.
Oh, okay.
And she circumcises her sons right then and there.
Just real quick. Sure.
And then she touches Moses' feet with the foreskins.
Okay. This is all normal.
Calling him a bridegroom of blood.
Yes.
In reference to the circumcision, he's a bridegroom of blood. And then everything's back to normal. God's fine.
Do you remember in Sunday school when they would tell us the story about the lady cutting the tips of her own children's dicks off and then putting the foreskins on the feet of Moses? I remember it well, all those hymns about cutting off the foreskin, rubbing it on your old man's feet.
I can almost taste the Hydrox cookies.
Sure.
And fucking fruit juice, singing those beautiful fucking hymns about Moses' feet being covered in his children's dick blood.
Zipporah took a flint knife and she went into the cribs.
Oh, fuck. So that is the oddest fucking thing. Like, I guess God was pissed off because the kids weren't circumcised.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say that
right at
any point. He just comes to kill Moses, and then Zipporah puts it all together, and she's like,
oh,
I got to cut their dicks
right
now, and then I got to rub it all over his feet.
Yeah.
The only way to appease the Lord is a child's dick blood dick on your blood. Husband's feet.
Oh, my God. There's people all over the internet like that.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm like that.
Oh, okay. There's people on this podcast on the internet that are like that.
I'm extremely appeased whenever someone rubs their child's dick blood on their husband's feet.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know why it's so fulfilling, but it is.
I can see how that could be something that, no, I don't know why anybody would be appeased by that.
Have you ever seen it?
No, to be honest.
I mean,
someone should make a movie about the real Bible with like all the stuff from the Bible in it.
All the weird shit, yeah. That they leave out to make it family friendly.
I just want to see a movie where someone cuts babies' dicks off and rubs them on their husband's feet. And they're like, what the fuck is this? And they're like, it's a Bible story.
You can't get mad because it's the Bible.
It just puts the verse underneath it.
Yeah, exactly. This is brilliant.
Quentin Tarantino, if you're listening,
I know you are.
Please do a 10-part epic, all the weird shit from the Bible movie.
Do the Psalms.
I know you're into feet. We're putting the blood on feet.
Fuck yeah. So this is a Tarantino classic.
I don't know if you're into dick foreskins, but...
You know he's into dick Quentin foreskins.
Tarantino's into foreskins that are bloody.
There's no more Tarantino fetish I have ever heard in my life than fucking baby foreskins being rubbed on a husband's feet.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Is there a sign in my front yard that says dead baby foreskin storage?
Oh, fuck. All right. So that's the weirdest thing that I've gotten to so far in two books of the Bible. Well, a book and a half. So at this point, Aaron comes to meet Moses in the wilderness on the way to Egypt, and he kisses him with a greeting, very friendly kiss. We should greet with a kiss when I get here.
I don't think I want to do that, but not because, okay, not can, because can I don't.
Can you at least think about it?
Yeah. And it's still a no, but it's not, okay, it's not that I don't love you. It's that my mouth is the food hole that I use, and I kiss my wife with it, and I get sick when other people touch it, it seems like. So I try not to drink after people or eat after people too much, so I wouldn't want to start putting my mouth on other people's mouth.
I appreciate you explaining that in a way that doesn't shame me.
I'll do the Italian cheek thing.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm up for that.
A peck and a peck.
It's very, very Catholic.
Hey, no. I don't want to do it anymore. We'll do a knuckle bump.
All right, fine.
We stick with the knuckle bump.
All right. So either way, they make it to Egypt. They make it to Pharaoh.
Sure.
Or I'm sorry, first they make it to the Israelites.
Oh, yeah, they go by the camp.
They perform the signs that God told them to.
Okay.
And they were able to convince the Israelite leaders to go with them to confront Pharaoh.
Okay. Okay.
So they got the Israelite leaders on their side.
That sounds like a nice thing to have.
Yeah.
If you're trying to get the Israelites out of the slavery that they're stuck in.
It's a good start. Yeah.
You need the leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
but do slavery colonies have leaders? Is that a thing?
I think it's just the old people.
They represent the elders, the representatives. People won't shut up when something happens. And they're like, just send him so we don't have to fucking listen to him if it doesn't go right.
Fine. He'll be our voice. Whatever. Yeah. I just don't want to hear him anymore.
Yeah. Go gather blue. Whatever. you're the giver.
So they bust in on Pharaoh and they tell him, the Lord our God demands that you let his people go. And Pharaoh, as God told him that they would, Pharaoh essentially says, "Who?
No! I won't. He says, I don't know why, but I don't want to do that.
For some reason, my heart is hard."
Yeah, yeah.
He essentially says, "God, who is God that I should listen to him?"
Yeah, okay.
Because obviously...
He's been programmed.
The God of the Hebrews isn't the same God that he worships.
God's like, hey, watch this. I'm going to make this guy not participate so that we can like really get him.
I'm going to flick him on the ear and he's going to get really mad. Yeah, and he's not going to let you go.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
God's petty enough. Yeah.
Golly. I know God's petty. And I've never told the story on the podcast, but I'll tell it real quick.
Oh, shit.
I got a bad religion tattoo a long time ago, and it got so infected, that all the red fell out. And it turns out it was just like a horrible red reaction. I was like viciously allergic to the red pigment that was used, and my body like rejected it. So it just like, it looked like paint peeling off of a building.
Yeah.
But on my ankle. And I have really bad circulation on my ankle. But the whole time I was like... This guy's like got a fucking bad religious symbol on my ankle. I'm like, God is real and he is petty.
Petty as shit.
God, petty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's so many people have that tattoo, but I get it. Infected.
Nope.
Petty. Nope. You're just petty. Golly.
Get back to Brownsville.
Yeah. No.
No, thank you. So because they come and ask in this way, Pharaoh actually makes things more difficult on the Hebrews. Sure. He gets pissed off.
He's like, just because you asked.
It's getting worse.
Because my heart's been hardened for some reason, I don't exactly understand.
I wish I understood why my heart is so hard. I just want to love.
I don't know why Pharaoh is Woody Allen in my head. I'm just like, nah. Well, I don't know.
All right. So all this has done is make things worse for them. In Pharaoh's mind, if the slaves have time to bitch and moan about their situation, then they aren't being worked hard enough.
Yeah.
If there's time to lean, there's time to clean.
Yeah.
The Hebrews.
You got time to plan an escape. You got time to build a pyramid. Get back to work.
So the Hebrews had a quota of, it says straw bricks. I'm assuming that's like a hay bale.
Straw.
It says they made bricks out of straw.
Okay.
They had a quota that they had to reach throughout the day.
Yeah.
Up to this point, I guess the straw had been provided to them. Okay. To make the bricks with.
Sure.
So now Pharaoh says, let them pick their own straw, but don't lower the quota.
Oh.
So now they have to pick the straw and make the same amount of bricks every day.
Okay.
Either they maintain that or they'll be punished.
So basically all the lollygagging they've been able to do during their work has been taken away, and now you have to work twice as hard because some of you have to go out to the field and some of you have to keep making bricks all day instead of taking shifts like you used to.
Yep. The fucking cakewalk is over.
Yeah.
And he calls them lazy, most likely from his throne.
They should have formed a union.
Oof. Yeah.
Sounds like they did. Yeah. Moses took over.
I do imagine Pharaoh looking something like Jeff Bezos.
Let's see how it goes. Fuck your spaceship. We sell books.
Oh, that's neat.
PM Press. That's a bookstore I subscribe to.
Fuck yeah.
They send me random books.
That's timely.
Every month.
They're having that sticker, that little plug for them. They should send us money too.
We're not sponsored by them, but they're good people. It's much of a socialist, leftist material.
We should just start plugging random things and see if anyone sends us money.
We'll just be like, hey, we did a commercial for you. If you'd like to donate.
I don't know if you heard it or not.
Our PayPal is.
So Pharaoh enacting this makes the Israelites pissed off at Moses, and then Moses gets pissed off at God.
Sure, that'll happen.
Yeah, so Moses confronts God again, and God fires back with, now you're going to see what I will do to Pharaoh. Because I hardened his heart and he acted exactly the way I made him to act. He has forced my hand.
Oh, okay.
What a fucking bitch, man. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Who at this point isn't like, fuck this guy?
Open the door. Why? Because of what I'm going to do to you if you don't open the door.
Exactly.
What?
I mean, I believed this until a few years ago. I believed every word of this.
Yeah, it's all.
And it's like, and Jesus Christ.
Yeah, him, all the rest
of it. Yeah, all of it.
Yeah.
We're going to make that a sound bed.
The whole thing.
So God enforces again that his people will be brought out of Egypt.
Enforcer? Nope, that's not it.
Nope. So I'm going to kind of yada, yada, yada this part.
Okay.
At this point, Exodus provides the lineage of both Moses and Aaron. We learn that Aaron is actually Moses' older brother. We also learn that Moses' mother's name is Jochebed, J-O-C-H-E-B-E-D, Jochebed maybe.
Spell it again. I'm terrible at receiving letters. Do it again.
J-O-C-H-E-B-E-D.
Yeah. Jochebed.
Jochebed maybe. Yeah. And his father's name.
Or Yaka, because J, right?
Is it? Yeah, it could be. Could be a soft J. Thing?
Like
Yeshua. Yeah. Could be Jochebed. His father had my favorite name so far in the Bible. His name is Amram.
Okay. Because he's horny.
Exactly. If you've seen Community, watched Community, I just imagine, when I read that, I imagined Troy and Abed saying that back and forth to each other.
Amram. Yeah.
So what I don't understand about the situation when we learn that Aaron is Moses' older brother.
Oh, what?
Is why he has the freedom that he seems to have. Because anytime we encounter Aaron so far, he's just kind of coming to meet Moses whenever he wants. We know why Moses has freedom.
Yeah, because he was raised by Pharaoh's daughter.
Right, but I don't really understand why Aaron has this similar sort of freedom.
Moses' mother is wacky. She had a kid.
Jochebed. Jochebed.
Yeah, yeah. Jochebed was crazy. She put her. She had a baby secretly. Had another baby secretly. She can't stop fucking for one thing.
She can't. We know he had. We know they had a sister too.
Just raw dogging every old fucking Hebrew that'll come through.
Just can't keep them circumcised dicks out of her.
So there's.
His name is Amram. To be fair, though.
Yeah. So Aaron exists, and she's like, "Fuck! Now we have two illegal babies. What are we gonna do? We'll put this one in a basket made to come and put them in the river." So then they do all that or whatever, and then they come back and they're like, "Hey, the Egyptians, like, hey, we raised this baby," and Moses's mom, Jochebed, had to be like, "Okay, no, I will, but just don't look around too much because we have children fucking everywhere in here,
children hiding everywhere."
Yeah. What the fuck is going on here?
It's like whenever the Egyptians go away, it's like 101 Dalmatians when they all pop out.
Right. Yeah. I imagine just looking around the room and seeing a kid under a lampshade, and then this one's got a fucking blanket on, looks like a chair, and you're like, what the fuck?
That lamp just winked at me.
Yeah, that jockey with that ring just scratched his nuts, I swear to God. He had his hand on his hip, and then he scratched his nuts, and he put it right back.
No, you're imagining that. Yeah. That didn't happen.
Did that gnome fart?
So either way, Aaron doesn't seem to be under the same Egyptian oppression that the other Hebrews are. Yeah. They make one more effort to return to Pharaoh. Just Moses and Aaron this time.
Yeah.
And they perform works in front of him.
Okay, what does that mean? Yeah.
Like they like what God showed Moses to do. Okay, throw the staff on the ground, it becomes a snake.
Okay, got that.
So they perform these works in front of him in an effort to make him believe their God will fuck him up.
Crude magic.
Yeah. Parlor tricks.
Illusions.
If he doesn't start paying attention and let the Hebrews go, God's going to fuck him up, essentially, is what they're trying to tell him. This doesn't change Pharaoh's mind at all, obviously, because God hardened his heart. So God moves his plan into action. That plan is the 10 plagues.
Oh, God. Oh, here God. They come.
Can you name the 10 plagues? Extra points for an order.
Okay. The firstborn. I don't know if I'm in order, but there was
the last one.
The Passover. That's what I'm talking about. That's the last one. Okay. So, locust, frogs, I want to say there was like all the water turned to blood or something.
It's three. Well, four.
The moon disappeared at some point, I think.
Or that's a different thing? That's in Revelation.
Okay. No. I got blood, frogs, locusts. And I remember there being a lot of bugs. So more bugs, maybe.
I'm going to give you that because there is one more bug.
Okay.
Bug plague.
Yeah. And then there was...
So you're halfway there.
Damn, only four so far.
Well, you got five because you got Passover. The firstborn.
Yeah, the first. Okay, so...
some of these are more obscure.
I know that at one point all the men got hangnails at the same time, and their sandals were really uncomfortable.
That's true. Yeah, that's six.
That was one plague. And then...
they were all walking around whining.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so miserable. Yeah. Why is this so miserable?
Oh, hey. Yeah, but they're Egyptians.
Yeah, they're Egyptians. Yeah,
they're actually African. I don't know many other plagues than that. I know that there was one plague where everyone kept sneezing in the middle of eating rice.
Ooh, yeah. Every time I read that, I cringe.
Yeah. Yeah. The rice sneeze plague, as I recall. And then there was, let me see if I can make up two more. there was the can't quite get wiped all the way, no matter how hard you try plague.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
the marker poop.
That's the plague, fucking worst. Nonstop wipe,
as described by Andy in Parks and Rec, where he's like, it's just a marker. I just keep writing. That happens to me so often. I'm like, I don't know what's happening right now.
No, it's the worst. Yeah. Like, what the fuck did I eat? Because I never want to eat it again.
I feel like a mandolin taking swipes, like one swipe at a time off of a turd that won't come out. You know, I'm like, what in the fuck is happening here? Making cold cuts back here, like the lady at Publix. Is that thick enough? No.
Have you seen The League?
More.
Have you seen The League?
Yeah.
There's an episode where Rafi is taking a shit, and he's like wiping his ass with a towel, like a monogram towel, and he's like, it's like wiping peanut butter out of a shag carpet.
I remember that.
That's the funniest shit.
That is terrible.
All right, so... Ten plagues. We're going to go through them.
Yeah.
The first, water is turned into blood.
Yeah.
By this you will know I am the Lord. With the staff that is in my hands, I will strike the water of the Nile, and it will be changed into blood.
Mm.
The fish in the Nile will die, the river will stink, and the Egyptians will not be able to drink the water.
Oh, no.
That is a plague.
Is the Nile fresh water?
That's a great question.
Can you even drink the Nile water?
Is Nile, Nile River, yes, fresh water.
Yeah, okay.
So, look at that. We're learning in real time here.
Aren't most rivers fresh water? I don't know. Maybe I'm dumb.
I'm not sure about that.
Are there any saltwater rivers? Now we got to know that. He's frantically Googling. Good thing the internet's quick here, so I could just mumble a few sentences, and next thing you know, you're...
This does say, on the landscape, fresh water is stored in rivers, lakes, reservoirs, and creeks and streams.
Mm.
So I guess so.
Because it moves, huh?
It moves.
The ocean just sits there. I don't understand why the ocean's so salty. It's welcome.
It's pissed off.
It's welcome. All the people peeing in it over all the years.
That's true. Yeah. I've peed in the ocean before.
Plus, welcome.
A lot of welcome.
They're so big.
Can't forget the welcome.
And they don't, you know, they don't all, you know, they jack off or something. They're smart.
They have to.
Wow.
Gotta have a release.
Where do they rub that thing?
You want some whale sized
poop balls? The size of a bus just rubbing on some rock down there. Okay. I saw a thing the other day that was like, it was like, somebody was like, what if King Kong had had an ejaculation? Well, how much semen would that produce? And somebody figured it out scientifically that King Kong was like 68 something times taller than a normal gorilla and 400 something thousand times more heavy than a normal gorilla. So by like measurement, like a human ejaculates like a certain amount of milliliters, and it turned out to be like 538 gallons.
Holy shit. That's a lot of fucking cum.
Yeah. So if King Kong had actually busted in that, it would be like 600 gallons of cum, I think. Something crazy like that. It's like, holy shit.
You could salt some steaks with that.
So that's what the ocean's full of. Whales.
King Kong cum.
Coming all over the water.
That really makes me want to go jump in the Gulf.
Yeah. 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 Next time you open your eyes in the... In the Gulf, just remember,
welcome. It's whale jizz in your eye.
You're welcome.
I say that all the time. That's whale jizz in your eye.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. When the whale jizz gets in your eye like a big pizza pie.
All right. Plague number two.
You're welcome.
Mm. You are welcome. Frogs.
We're made up of how much water?
60%?
Eight more than that, probably. So we're actually like 80% welcome.
Human buddy.
And there's a lot of salt, so we're slant.
60%?
60, you were right.
Shit. Look at me, nailing science.
Damn, the human body is 60% water, so technically we're only 40% away from being a swimming pool when you crowd surf.
That was one of my earliest.
That was a pit call. The Judas Cradle show one time. Like the singer Judas Cradle screamed all that during a breakdown. Like he was like, technically though. He's like, the human body 60% of the water, so technically when you stage dive, you're jumping into a, you're only 40% away from jumping into a swimming pool. And then it'll break down hit.
It seems like a lot to squeeze into a little.
Yeah, well. Yeah,
he did it.
I like the party.
That was one of my earliest popular-ish tweets.
Oh.
Was the human body is 60% water, so I'm just a cucumber with nipples and depression.
Mm-hmm.
It's in there. It's in my archives.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Is it in the Library of Congress because it's a tweet?
Gotta fucking hope so.
Yeah, I think so.
Better be. Especially with what's his name owning it now.
You're in the National Registry.
I am.
And not for like what you don't want to be in the National Registry for.
Well, that too.
You're in. Oh, no, no. Can't be talking about foreskin cutting off all and being in registries.
I'm breaking so many rules here. Yeah. All right, plague two is frogs.
Okay.
This is what the Lord says. Let my people go so they may worship me. If you refuse, I will plague your whole country with frogs.
Okay.
The Nile will teem, T-E-E-M, with frogs. They will come up to your palace and your bedroom and onto your bed, into the houses of your officials and on your people and into your ovens and kneading troughs.
Okay. So the Nile still blood or no? It went back.
Ooh, that's a great question.
Is the frogs that can swim in blood?
Man,
you don't have to Google that one.
That's I kind of want to Google that one.
Yeah, we just want to.
That's a really good question.
If you're a theologian and you're familiar with the plagues, let us know when they ended before the next one started. Did they all happen concurrently or consecutively?
I feel like they were happening all at the same time. Do you remember? I don't know if you watched it or not, but I think it was on the History Channel. I think it was James Cameron who made a show that went through all 10 of these plagues and said how they were scientifically possible.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. No. The best one, the only one I remember really is the last one, the firstborn. I'll talk about that when we get there.
Right.
But I don't remember if the river went back to being actual fresh water again, or if it remained blood. I think it had something to do, according to what he was saying, with some sort of like a rust bacteria that could have turned the Nile red and killed all the wildlife.
Yeah, I imagine that the water from the Nile just like kind of stopped, like ran to a trickle, and they were like, "Oh, what the hell?" And then just out of the distance, you see like one frog come, and then two, and then three, and then all of a sudden, it's like,
"Where the frog is?"
River frogs like, overflowing, flooding. They're just like, "Where are these frogs coming from?" And it's like from the mountains.
What if the like, red
what mountain?
What if the red wave in the Nile was just Esau and his men?
Oh yeah,
and then they brought frogs and started throwing frogs at people.
Right.
Yeah. In their fiery pubes.
What if the Red Sea that Moses parted was Esau's butt cheeks?
Holy shit.
And that the kingdom of heaven is actually inside Ginger's butthole.
We've made it from whale cum to ginger asshole.
The promised land.
All right. Plague number three.
It's full of milk and honey for some reason.
Mm, That's come.
And welcome.
That's welcome. Yeah.
That's welcome.
I'm welcome. Plague three is the second plague of bugs that you mentioned.
Yeah, bugs.
This is lice or gnats.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that would be a terrible plague.
Yeah.
It's just like, fucking everybody has lice.
Yeah.
Not only lice. Not only is everybody itchy as fuck, but also tiny bugs won't stop flying into your eyeballs.
Dude.
And all around your ear.
I would lose my fucking mind. I would kill myself.
You're itching.
I think I would kill myself.
You're itching and they won't stop. Gnats won't stop touching you?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's the worst plague.
Yeah. How could it get any worse babies after this?
Yeah, like, no. Them babies can die. The fucking gnats fuck that are worse. Yeah.
The Lord said, stretch out thy rod and smite the dust of the land.
Did he now? So the Lord said, stretch out your rod and do what with it?
And smite the dust of the land.
So smite.
That it may become lice throughout the land of Egypt.
Smite the dust.
Aaron stretched out his hand with the rod.
He had to smack his rod on the dusty ground.
He did.
All of a sudden, it turned into lice.
Lice.
Aaron has crabs. Aaron started crabs.
Calling here. Yeah. Lice came upon men and animals.
Sure.
All the dust throughout the land of Egypt became lice.
Oh, man. And gnats.
That is a nightmare. All the dust. In Egypt. You know how much dust is in Egypt?
There's already mites. They just started biting.
No, well, there, here we are. There's the scientific explanation.
Dude.
All right, plague number four.
God made all the dust bigger and bitier.
Mm-hmm. Plague number four.
You would think if he could just manipulate the size of all of an entire family of critters and turn them into other critters, he could just make the humans he created be a little more sensible.
You know what he really could have done?
Make them stop fucking.
If he so could much. Harden Pharaoh's heart to where he doesn't release the people. He could also right. soften Pharaoh's heart to where he would release the people.
Sure.
But, I mean, yeah. God's a showman, I but guess.
Yeah, I really wanted to do the plague. We just had too many frogs.
Look, I'm sorry. I just really wanted to get these done.
Here's the thing.
It's going in my book.
We had an aquarium store planned for heaven. We were going to put freshwater tanks in all the... houses and all the mansions in heaven. We got too many frogs.
Everything fell through.
Found out the insurance wouldn't swing for it with the aquariums being such a liability. So
you know how that is.
Had to send the frogs back to Earth after it took all the time to collect them. So anyway.
All right. Plague number four.
Okay.
Is a little vague-ish, I think. It's wild animals or flies.
Okay.
The fourth plague of Egypt was of creatures capable of harming people and livestock. The Torah emphasizes
chupacabras.
Goat
suckers from Mexico.
We need to do an episode on that.
Hordes. That's the last podcast stuff. We don't.
We're really getting into last podcast territory.
Cryptozoology isn't our forte.
No, it's not. So the Torah emphasizes that the arob, which is a word for swarm,
okay,
only came against the Egyptians and did not affect the Israelites.
Oh, okay. And all the livestock as well.
Right. Pharaoh asked Moses to remove the plague
okay.
and promised to grant the Israelites their freedom. However, after the plague was gone, Pharaoh hardened his heart and he refused to keep his promise.
Of his own accord or... By God, did God say all right.
Didn't specify that time.
All right, I admit, the chupacabra thing was too much.
I crossed the line.
But
my bad.
But we're not done here.
Next we're not even halfway.
Next we got what?
Next we've got the pestilence of livestock.
Oh.
This is what the Lord, chupacabra the God of the two, Hebrews, electric boogaloo. Says. Let my people go so they may worship me. If you refuse to let them go and continue to hold them back,
yes, yes.
The hand of the Lord will bring a terrible plague on your livestock in the field, on your horses and donkeys and camels, and on your cattle and sheep and goats.
Okay.
So their livestock were just fucking falling over, rotting to death.
All the hoovy things. I like how God will be like, I'm not going to kill everybody with water again. I'm not going to do that. I'm a nice guy. He's like,
I'll get more creative.
Send in the bugs. Like, turn everything to blood. Kill them all with blood. Like, technically, I didn't fucking send the rainbow to promise I wouldn't turn the water to blood and kill all the fish, did I?
I kept my word.
Did I, God's lawyer?
I'm not touching your face.
So anyway, do the plagues.
Okay. Plague number six.
I was God talking to
you. You were God
the,
telling them to turn on the plagues.
Telling the angels to do the plagues, but you go on.
Okay, plague number six.
Yes.
We are now in Exodus chapter 9.
Oh, okay. We're just clipping through the Exodus.
We are.
We started in 4.
We did.
We're 5 chapters deep.
We are.
It's been an hour.
Okay. Well, we're almost at the home stretch here.
Here we go.
Plague number six. Boils.
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 Okay.
Fucking gross.
Probably from the lice. Probably from the chupacabras biting you.
Could be. Could be
anything, but the boils start popping up. Here we go.
The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, take handfuls of soot from a furnace
okay.
and have Moses toss it into the air in the presence of Pharaoh.
Sure.
It will become a fine dust over the whole land of Egypt,
okay.
And festering boils will break out on men and animals throughout the land.
He made a virus.
He made a virus.
Okay, thanks, God. Appreciate that.
I mean, if we believe in him, he's made every fucking virus.
Yeah,
so right. Thanks a lot, asshole.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right, number 7.
Dude, what if God's just constantly trying to kill man? Like, just trying to come up with ways that he hasn't already promised he wouldn't do?
We just keep holding him back.
Yeah, he's just like, do COVID. And he's like, God, are you serious? COVID's too deadly. And he's like, do it. And then we're like, COVID sucks. Not real. Fuck you.
All the Christians are like, we're not going to get a vaccine. Right. This shit isn't even real.
This shit's not even real. We're not a real shit. Take the old people. We don't give a fuck.
I mean, we liked them and all, but we can deal with it.
Thanksgiving got better.
Yeah, exactly. All right, number 7. Kind of a lame one. We hit them hard with boils, then we come back with a thunderstorm of hail and fire.
Okay. Hail and fire.
Hail and fire.
Chunks of ice that are on fire.
Chunks of ice that are on fire. Here we go.
God's getting creative.
Exactly.
I said I wouldn't kill them with water. Fire. Well, ice on fire is not water.
This is a long section, so I'm going to try and cut it
okay.
a little bit.
Moses said,
this is what the Lord, the God of the Hebrews says, let my people go so that they may worship me.
Yes.
Or this time I will send the full force of my plagues against you and against your officials and your people so that you may know there is no one like me in all earth.
Okay.
Let me get to the point here.
Look how Pharaoh was already given in and God's just like, more plagues.
Well, he gave in, but he didn't keep his promise. Like, he backed off.
Right.
Okay. So God's like, I got to keep hammering him. I've hardened his heart too hard.
Sure.
I could just soften his heart, but why? That's not theatrical.
And who's like making the Israelites stay where they are when they're like covered in boils and like gnats and
apparently this isn't affecting any of the Israelites.
I know, but the guards.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. Couldn't they just like duck out?
Go the fuck, walk away. Do you not see the plagues happening?
Like, we've never seen anything this entertaining.
He's like, oi, the boil guy won't let us leave. He's like, he can't even see with the gnats.
He's screaming, but he still hits us all in over the head whenever we try to leave.
Yeah. They have a very good fence.
Okay.
We're not smart people. We'll get stuck in the desert if we leave.
No one ever accused us of being smart. Yeah. Therefore, at this time tomorrow, I will send the worst hailstorm that has ever fallen on Egypt from the day it was founded till now. Give an order now to bring your livestock and everything you have in the field to a place of shelter, because the hail will fall on every man and animal that has not been brought in.
What fucking shelter you got?
And is still out in the field.
Put all the cattle inside.
Get them in the pyramid.
This is why the pyramids exist.
The Lord sent thunder and hail and lightning flash down on the ground. So the Lord rained hail in the land of Egypt. Hail fell and lightning flashed back and forth. It was the worst storm in all the land of Egypt since it had become a nation. It doesn't say anything about fire.
Literally a thunderstorm.
Yeah, it's just really bad thunderstorms.
It was a storm.
All right. Now it's getting exciting.
There were golf ball sized dents in all the camels.
Camrys?
Camels. Camry didn't exist.
Not the Toyota Camrys.
1983 or something.
All right. Locust. Plague 8.
Okay.
This is what the Lord, the God of the Hebrews says.
Yocho, locust. Woo!
How long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? I hardened your heart, but how long will you refuse? Let my people go so they may worship me.
Pharaoh's like, I actually have no idea.
He's like, I don't even care anymore, dude. Like, I'm covered in boils. I have gnats in my face day and night.
The river is
blood. Who gives a shit? There's You're just doing this because you want to. If you refuse to let them go, I will bring locusts to your country tomorrow. They will cover the face of the ground so it cannot be seen. They will devour what little you have left after the hail, including every tree that's growing in your fields.
Okay, yeah.
They will fill your houses and those of all your officials and all the Egyptians, something neither your fathers nor your forefathers have ever seen from the day they settled in this land till now.
God damn, how many fathers they got?
Four.
Five at least.
Oh, well, yeah, maybe.
The forefathers and then the other guy.
Oh, yeah, there's one other guy.
Yeah.
So five fathers. Five score.
Yeah.
7 years ago.
I was going to start singing that song. Father Pharaoh, son Pharaoh, had many fathers.
All right. So the locusts destroy everything in sight.
Right. The band.
They're
pretty good.
They are pretty good.
They do destroy everything in sight. I believe that. Especially your eardrums.
Oh, well, it's still entertaining. Yeah. It's hefty. The locusts destroy everything in sight.
It's grating.
Grating.
It's one of the worst bands that there are. The Locust? Do people like The Locust? You like The Locust?
I haven't heard much of The Locust, but I appreciated it.
I don't know if you could listen for what to a Locust song like at work.
Probably not.
Even at the gym or anything. Where could you listen to The Locust?
At a Locust show?
If you're like at a machete war, throw on The Locust. Or something like when do you
middle need the, of a machete
right,
war?
Right, when do you need the locust? It's like for absolute chaos. Yeah, I'm at a party where we throw knives at each other. Put on the locust.
Oh, I'm about to go to the electric chair.
Yeah,
put on the locust.
Right. Okay.
Right. Plague number 9. Darkness for 3 days. 3 whole days. I think this is used as an allusion to the darkness. That settled on the land when Christ died. I kind of see a parallel here.
It's not really darkness, is it? I mean, okay, it's darkness, but like, it's not like the sun stopped, the earth stopped rotating. Like, it's not like one side of the earth got baked for 3 days and one side was dark in darkness, but it's got to be like clouds over Egypt or something.
Probably. Yeah. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward the sky so that darkness will spread over Egypt, darkness that can be felt. Whatever the fuck that means.
So like a dark fog.
It's a heavy darkness.
Yeah.
It's like a girthy fart.
Hold on now.
So Moses stretched out his hand toward the sky.
Like a girthy fart.
And total darkness covered all Egypt for 3 days. No one could see anyone else or leave his place for 3 days.
No one could see Egypt or leave his place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All you could do is sit on the ground.
I'm staying here.
Yes.
Yes.
So.
I am on the toilet. My legs hurt.
I'm in the safest place.
My legs hurt. It's been 3 days. I don't know what to do.
I can't feel my legs
anymore.
I'm
blind and the air is black.
So just when we thought things couldn't get worse.
Yeah.
We are at our climax now. The death of the firstborn son.
Okay.
Is the 10th plague.
Hey, speaking of darkness for 3 days, I just remembered something that I thought of one time. I was like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if they made like some glasses that you could put on that could make it so where you could like see wind or like see the air? And then I was like, yeah, but wouldn't the air be pressed up against the glasses, making it all one color? You know?
Like, yeah, you're just blinded by air.
Yeah, you just put on a pair of glasses that are like just full gray. Painted gray. You're like, wow, you can see the air.
I still think you should propose this to someone.
It's mushed up against the glasses all over. I know, you'd have to make it so where the air closest to the glasses was a bit see-through.
Yeah, you have to have some sort of air bubble.
Be like goggles, but reverse. Maybe there's water in the glasses or something.
Perhaps a girthy fart sits between you and the air.
It's more like a beefy shart because it's liquid on
been there.
Yeah. Right. Like like Dinty Moore gone horribly wrong.
Dude. You know, anytime I think about Dinty, I can taste the potatoes.
Oh yeah.
I can't taste anything else, but I remember the potatoes forever.
I think about those weird meat chunks. They're like real dog foody.
That probably is dog food. Yeah. That's just pure bachelor
it's
sadness.
It's all how you season it comes down to it.
My grandpa makes this thing because he's Cajun. He calls it Cajun stew.
Okay.
And he takes like brown rice and he chops up like
a Nutri-Rat and throws it into a bowl.
He does that.
Mixes it with lettuce.
There's obviously there's shrimp because it's Cajun.
Yeah.
Not really. Yeah. It's just all it is fucking brown rice, chopped onions, and Dinty Moore.
Oh yeah.
That's his entire recipe. He's made it for my entire life.
Jeez.
And it's one of the greatest things I've ever had.
Okay.
So he actually last year passed on the recipe to me. And I was shocked because I've had all three of these things individually and I was like, that's fucking it.
That's what you did, huh?
That's magic.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And now I have given that to all of you.
Yeah.
There's my grandpa's secret recipe.
It's I like forgot it almost as soon as you said it because it wasn't.
There are only three things.
But I'll go back and listen to it one of these days and see what was that recipe. They'll come out with vegan Dinty Moore and I'll be like, oh, I need to go look at that.
Dude.
Big chunks of whatever.
Dinty Moore, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Vegan options.
Yeah.
And send us some money because we basically just plugged you too.
Yeah, but call it Minty Door.
Vinty Moore.
That's the plus size one.
All right. So we're at the death of the firstborn son.
20 more ounces.
Isn't there a bigger one?
Yeah, Vinty Moore. 20 more. 20.
Well, no, isn't there bigger than Vinty? Isn't there like a size above now? Like a supersized Starbucks drink?
Mucho grande?
Yes.
Bigger now?
Bigger now. This is what the Lord says. About midnight, I will go through Egypt.
Okay.
Every firstborn son in Egypt will die.
Yeah, I'm going to cut their foreskins off till they die.
I'm going to cut their foreskins off first to embarrass them. I'm going to slap them in the face with it.
Yeah, I'm going to cover
them. And then I'm going to kill them.
I'm going to stretch their foreskins backwards over their whole body till they disappear.
I'm going to rub all of them on Moses' feet.
Yeah.
From the firstborn son of Pharaoh who sits on the throne to the firstborn of the slave girl who sits at her handmill and all the firstborn of the cattle as well.
Turned them all back into
animals too.
Oh, geez.
I don't think I realized that.
Yeah.
There will be loud wailing throughout Egypt, worse than there has ever been or ever will be again.
Loud wailing. Like whales fucking?
Yeah, making whale come.
Yeah, sure.
Making the Lord feel welcome.
That's why the Dead Sea is so salty.
Mm-hmm. Before this final plague, God commands Moses to tell the Israelites to mark a lamb's blood above their doors in order that the angel will pass over them.
Okay, put some sheep blood on your door so yes. The angel won't stop there because angels are terrified of sheep blood.
Scared.
If you're ever going to go up against an angel, you're going to want to cover your body in sheep blood. They're allergic.
Horribly allergic. They will break out in boils. It's in
the Bible, stupid.
Pharaoh orders the Israelites to leave, taking whatever they want, and asks Moses to bless him in the name of the Lord.
Mm.
The passage goes on to state that the Passover sacrifice recalls the time when the Lord passed over the houses of the Israelites in Egypt. So that's where we get Passover from.
Okay.
But this is what I was talking about before. The James Cameron thing. I think it was James Cameron that made this.
Okay.
The only thing I remember specifically from the show was he tried to explain away the death of the firstborns.
Yeah.
The first plague, whatever bacteria caused the water to turn red.
Okay.
Also came out as a gas that laid low across the land.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the firstborn in the culture would sleep on the floor.
Of course, yes.
So this gas comes out and kills everyone sleeping on the floor because it's creeping low.
Right.
That does not explain why it didn't kill any of the Israelites.
Sure.
Unless they don't have the same culture, so maybe they all slept on beds.
Mm-hmm.
Well. Even though they're slaves.
Okay, but angels did all this with...
Right, angels did all this, yeah.
Because they're and the blood, they're allergic.
They're allergic to blood.
Lamb blood, the sheep blood.
Yeah, they can't handle it.
Angels can't get around the sheep blood. That's all, everybody knows that.
Yeah, we know that now.
So yeah, you think a demon, since they're angels, would also be, have some sort of bad relationship with sheep blood, so they should use sheep blood and exorcisms to get the demons out. Maybe baptize demon-filled people in sheep's blood, and the demon will just get right the fuck out of there because it's the un-Passover. It's the pass-under.
It's the underpass.
Yeah, the underpass! Oh, man.
We should call the Vatican with this information.
Yeah. Get the Pope on the podcast.
I think we have just cracked the code.
Yeah, I figured it out. It's the Da Vinci Code.
The Da Vinci Code.
This is what Da Vinci was.
I've never seen the Da Vinci Code.
Oh.
I haven't. Wow. And I think I would have learned more about Moses not being in the lineage of Jesus.
I don't think Tom Hanks would be happy to hear that.
I don't know. I think he would retain.
Tom, if you're listening, we're very sorry. I'm sorry, Tom.
He never watched it. I've seen a lot of your other movies.
I've never seen the other one, that second
Dan one.
Brown I read the book.
I don't remember what it was called.
I used to read so much more than I read now. Me too. There's so many things that I can be like, oh, I read that book. And now people be like, have you read any bestsellers for the past 12 years? I was like, did Harry Potter come out within the last 12 years? Like, no. I was like, okay, no.
Yeah. I spend too much time reading law books now. Like, I have no desire to read for joy.
God, law books are so boring because it just changes the next time they put one out, too. Yeah. And it's just like, oh, that law's not actually real anymore. They made another law that's different. And it's like,
I go back and forth between learning law and reading Exodus. And my life is just fucking thrilling.
Yeah, so if you're looking for a good time, this man has...
I can give you my phone number.
Lots of books and lots of biblical knowledge.
I do. So where we're at here...
the list is impressive.
Well, I mean, my life is just nothing but fun.
Yeah.
So Moses and the Israelites, because Pharaoh allows them, they take off from Egypt.
Sure.
Then a short time later, Pharaoh changes his mind and starts pursuing them. That is where we're going to pick up in 1 month, because our next episode focuses on Christmas.
Oh, the blessed birth of our Savior.
It will be released on Christmas Day.
Wow. So while you're gathered with your families, you can listen to us talk about come and such.
Please do.
Yeah.
Please turn this on during your family gathering.
You're going to want to wrap a string of semen around your Christmas tree and pop on the old Heretic Social Club.
Assuming there's not already a string of semen around your Christmas tree. Just a big
stringy piece. Wrap it all the way around to the top to where it touches the star.
Just going
to
fucking, you got to just shoot some ropes.
Yeah.
Out of your dick.
You're welcome. And then
wrap them around the tree.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Don't forget, you're welcome.
You're all welcome.
Well, happy Merry December. I hope you're all enjoying the holiday season. I hope it's treating you well. December is the most expensive month. The whole world is like, you know how like every month everything costs more than you make and you suffer to get through the month? We'll do that, but then we'll give gifts to people we love. And if you don't give gifts, you're a piece of shit.
Is that just capitalism?
Wow, okay.
In a nutshell?
I don't understand why December's got to be so fucking expensive. Everybody I know stops getting tattooed. Not everybody I know. You still get tattooed. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks for your patronage. If you still get tattooed in December, you're a good person. You really support the arts.
Yeah. I mean, tattoo artists got to buy Christmas gifts too.
And you're welcome.
You are welcome.
Okay, that is about enough of that. So
until next episode,
let's get on out of here. Have a happy holidays.
Love you so much. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, I mean, we'll talk again on Christmas.
We will. Christmas on Christmas Day.
Okay, bye.